Blog Talk Radio. gotta be kidding me, man. Hello. 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 Hello.
All right, let's try this again. Let's see if anybody can hear Kamish T, and we will restart the show. But I need some confirmation that I can be heard. So if anybody out there can confirm hearing me, then we will resume. But I'm still waiting for confirmation, and now I am getting confirmation. I apologize. Technical difficulties, and they are now resolved, at least for the moment. Cannot guarantee that they will not come back, but they are resolved. And yes, Coach K, I am here, but at the moment of trying to fix a problem is not the time to tell me what Blog Talk Radio needs to do. I just wanted to fix the problem and get us back on the show. So we are here. We are live. So, hey, you know what? We lost 12 or 13 minutes. So, you know what? Let's start all over again. All right, and we are back. And this is now officially, finally, truly, the Madden Voice, show number 39, February 24. I'm really not sure what happened, whether it was my fault, their fault. I think it was their fault. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's a service that is doesn't cost you anything, so you get what you pay for. but for the most part, we've done 39 shows. We've had a handful of technical glitches, and, you know, you can't really complain. I think they do a very good job. And so, you know, we lost about 12 or 13 minutes, but we are here now. Spread the word. The Madden Voice is here. And it is, again, February 24th. This is show number 39. And I am EAFL Kamish T, EAFL T Floyd on Xbox Live, and we are here. There's a lot to talk about tonight. We are scheduled to have a variety of different callers talking about past tournaments, talking about upcoming tournaments, talking about Players Bowl. Certainly we'll talk a little bit about what's going on with the EAFL in there somewhere. And, you know, we'll just have a good time. And, you know, my normal disclaimer of we are scheduled to go till 11 o'clock, and if we run out of material, we will shut down sooner. But, you know, we usually manage to make it all the way till 11 o'clock. So here we are, and it's good to be here again. And, you know, one of these Tuesdays, in the last 4 months, I've had one Tuesday without a show, and that was right after Christmas, I believe, the Tuesday after Christmas. So, you know, probably going to, you know, one of these next couple of Tuesdays, probably going to take a Tuesday off and just not have to worry about a show for 1 week. And it might even be next Tuesday, so stay tuned. We usually let everybody know on the TML message boards as well as out of the newsletter. So if you are signed up to the Madden Voice newsletter, then you will know, you know, what's going on. But I might take off next week, and then we'll swing right into the Players Bowl hype. And but, you know, pre-Players Bowl, there have been a lot of good things going on. And, you know, this past Sunday, I believe it was Sunday, I was kind of tied up all weekend, so I caught up on everything between yesterday and today. But this past Sunday, there was a pretty large tournament out in the Ohio area. And if I recognize this phone number correctly, we have Paul from Big City on the line with us.
And, hey, what's Paul, going on, everybody?
Welcome to the show.
What's going on, brother?
You know, I had a little technical difficulties to start out, but we managed
that.
To get through it. Yeah, you know, you never know. I mean,
yeah.
Stuff happens, right?
Yep. Technology.
All right. And before I continue on, let me know if you okay. Well, just let everybody in the chat room know that, you know, we do monitor conduct in the chat room. And if, you know, anyone is disrupted, they will be banned for the show. If you're disruptive 2 shows in a row, you get banned 2 shows in a row. You do it 3 shows in a row, and we don't want you coming back, you know. So that goes to anybody in the chat room. So conduct yourselves accordingly, gentlemen. And if there's any women in there, gentle ladies. All right. So, Paul. Big tournament this past Sunday.
Yeah, wow. Real quick, too, we also have Big City, Arizona, too, actually had a big tournament, too. He's actually calling in, too, but he should be on the line, too.
Right.
Yeah, it was...
you have an area code for him? Because I'll keep an eye out.
480. 480 is the area code, yeah.
All right, wait a minute.
Big
I think
Rob.
We already have him, then. Is this Arizona?
Yeah, what's up, guys? Robert in Arizona.
All right.
What up, Rob?
How's it going, Paul?
All right, so we've got the Big City Dynamic Duo here to let us know about the tournaments that took place this past Sunday. So who wants to go first?
Go ahead, Rob. I'll save the best for last.
All right, yeah, we had a great turnout over here in Arizona. It was our first tournament here at Hooters. We had 13 guys come down. One guy drove all the way from New Mexico. It's about a 5.5-hour trip. But yeah, we got a lot. We got a really good turnout. A lot of good competition. Our next tournament, we have people coming down from Vegas and California. So we're still waiting on a solid date for that. But it was a bunch of great guys playing Madden. Good game.
So what was the maybe I missed it. I'm also reading messages sent to me. What was the turnout?
13 guys.
13? Okay. All right.
13 guys.
And,
yeah,
it was bad for your first. I know my first one I had 0. I didn't have anybody. So,
I think anyone who does a tournament, when you do your first one, if you actually hold the tournament, it is a success. So that is a success.
Yeah, it was a good turnout.
Well, that's good. And what did And who won? Anybody we might know or anybody that we wouldn't know?
Well, he's actually an up-and-comer. His name is Darren. His gamer tag is Alero Stunning. He's he ripped it up. He went 6-0, and he even won an MVP for kicking a 57-yard field goal.
Wow.
So he's actually going to be down in Philadelphia August 4th for the Players Bowl. So keep an eye out for him. He'll be representing Arizona down there.
Well, that's good. He'll be there August 4th. We'll be there April 4th. If he wants to show up August 4th, though, that's cool.
he's showing up both dates.
All right. Yeah, and just for the record, guys, there is some technical issues with the Blog Talk site. So if guys are having problems, I apologize. I just got a message from them saying that they were having some server issues. So, but they're working on it as we speak. So, it appears that the chat room is open and everybody is able to join in. I currently now do not have a switchboard. Are you guys still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So even though right now my switchboard went dead. So if anyone else is trying to call in, oh, it's back up. Gotta love it. All right. So 13 out in Arizona. Now, what part of Arizona was this in?
This was in Tempe, Arizona, right in the center of everything.
Tempe. Okay. Excellent. Excellent. I am tentatively scheduled to be out in Phoenix in the beginning of May. Never been to Arizona before, and I'm looking forward to it.
Ooh, you'll be down here just in time for the heat.
That's okay. I'll take it. But I hear it's dry heat, right? Is it really a difference? I mean, can you really feel a difference?
Compared to humidity, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big difference. The humidity, you're drenching out there. Dry heat's just pretty dry.
Okay. All right. Well, good. I look forward to it then. All right. So we've had the runner-up tournament. Paul, I followed the thread on TML, and, man, I mean, you guys had it turned out to – it really looked like it was a – mini Players Bowl, kind of a pre-Players Bowl sampling, if you will.
Oh, my goodness, man. See, the intensity, just in the first round. I mean, one of the biggest games that actually the owner was like, wow, what's going on up there? Because we had, like, a balcony with one TV, and, like, it was K-Star and Newton. And they had, I guess, they had been wanting to play each other right away. So that was, like, a huge one. That just started off the night off right, and of course K-Star came out on that really, really close game. Newton did a great job representing GPT very well. I don't know where to begin. There were so many good games. I mean, playoffs was just crazy. Just to name a few, just in case somebody might have missed it, who was all there. Of course, we had all our Ohio guys, J-Biv, Bobby Digital, B-Tip, Dash, Smash, Coltrane, some of your guys out there representing. But then we had, actually, I was a little surprised, too. He actually came up to me. GTP Commish, he was out there.
Oh, Bobby Storm. Okay.
Yeah, he was out there. Chuck Hollywood. Of course, the presence alone of Dynasty is just going to draw anybody. And Dynasty and his whole squad was there. Big Game James. Little Man, MTO was there, of course, now our big, our Big City tourney champion, K-Star, and his boys. It was just a great, great turnout, and it definitely put us on the map as being, one of the top guys of the whole tournament.
Now, what would you say is, and I was talking with Coach K earlier today as we were talking about who was going to be on the show tonight and kind of planning the agenda for the show. And, I recall, maybe 3 months ago or so having many tournament directors on the show and, there was some difficulties in scheduling and people were getting upset. You had two tournaments on the same day and, there was a lot of conversation on the tournament scene, and it was those conversations that really we shifted our focus, and pretty much influenced some other shows to really start looking more at the tournament scene and trying to figure out, is it broken and how do we fix it?
Right.
Now, you know, LAB a couple weeks ago, he had a great tournament. We did a little, you know, small online tournament. We had 19 in our first online money tournament. You guys had a tremendous tournament this weekend. Arizona, first tournament, you know, has a good showing. What would you say now? You've run a few tournaments. You know, where's the turnaround? What's causing this now to pick up and do so well?
I think the money. I mean, the biggest issue, I think, is just the money. As long as the guys know the money's there, you know, they'll make the trip. And, I mean, my thing, I stick my neck out there, but I'm confident in the Madden community to make goal. You know what I mean? When I say, when me and Rob say guarantee $500, we both know Madden well enough that we could pull enough people to cover the toll. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know, our last previous ones, we've hit it every time, you know. So I think that when you stay consistent on what you do and if people know that you're there, they're going to keep practicing, you know. And I'm hoping that along with all of us directors, T-Boy, NJ Rod, and, you know, EFL, you know, if we stay consistent and we keep offering these tournaments to these guys, they're going to want to keep playing Madden. You know what I mean? They're going to want to keep going better, getting better and better to be able to compete in one of our tournaments. You know, so I think it boils down on us. I mean, it is a lot on our shoulders, a lot of responsibility to take, but I think that if we just stay with it, you know, we're going to be able to grow a nice community with Madden.
Well, I think you're right. I think that certainly guaranteed money. I also think that there has been a hype, and I think that a lot of the conversations that are being held, and I think the collaborations between the tournament directors is also helping out. There's just more discussion on it now. There's not it's not, people are not sitting in a back room somewhere, and the next thing you know, there's a tournament. I mean, now
right.
I think there's a lot of conversations, there's discussions. I'm reading, you know, you go to T-Boy's tournament and win, you get free entry in the Players Bowl, you go to Rod's tournament and win,
yeah,
and you get entry in the T-Boy's and Players Bowl. And I mean, that stuff warms my heart. To me, that means that these guys are sitting down and saying, how do we fix this? What do we do to make this interesting? How do we work together?
Yeah.
You know,
Because it's the players that make us, you know, it's the players that make a tournament, period. So if we give back, you know, I mean, we give back on little things like that, you know, entries and, you know, free, you know, entries to get into Players Bowl, or just, you know, just little things like that to where guys can win things and make it worthwhile or make it worth a trip, you know. That's what me and Rob, we try to add little things here and there. Sometimes we don't always expose everything on the forums, what we're going to do. We'll just implement it and put it automatically on the tournament day, you know, just to get guys to be like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool, you know, or, hey, man, I kicked a long field goal and I won $20, or, you know, sometimes I'll be like, all right, well, whoever, you know, makes the first touchdown, I'll buy him a dinner, you know, kind of like something that T-Boy talked about a long time ago. Just stuff like that, I think, enhances, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I absolutely think you're right. Let me also welcome to the show our compadre from the Madden Lab joining us tonight, Mr. Bobby Digital.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Bob.
What's up, Paul?
What's up, buddy?
Welcome to the show.
Okay.
I also think another thing that has been better, and I will put that in parentheses or quotation marks, but, you know, I'm hearing things. You know, I'm hearing, you know, a lot of the top guys are really starting to embrace this ambassadorship, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they're going around and it's not, yeah. I mean, you know, there's always going to be, you know, the betting's going to be there and guys are going to do what they do. They're going to cap and they're going to bet and they're going to do their thing. But now it is also, you know, guys are starting to embrace, you know, the role that they have, you know, they're embracing, okay, yeah, you know, I can go to a tournament and I may not play, but I may talk to some people and
yeah.
I may do some things to help support the community. And I think that's helpful. 'Cause the reason I say that is I get emails from people. I get emails. I get instant messages. I get stuff. And I get guys that say, you know, they've said in private messages, you know, hey, you know, it was really cool to hear Cornstar. You know, it was really cool to hear Dynasty. And, you know, I thought these guys were bigger than life, but, you know, these guys are real dudes. And, you know, wow, I can't wait till they come back on the show. Looking forward to going to Players Bowl. I hope I get to meet them. I think it just, I think it helps. I certainly think it helps.
Yep. I totally agree. I totally agree. And I'm sure that T-Boy and J-Rod would totally agree, too.
Yeah, that's one of the best things about the tournament, actually going to a tournament, is seeing that atmosphere of the tournament, like meeting the people, you know, having a conversation with the guys you see on Madden Nation and stuff like that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that, you know, I think that the demystifying the bigger-than-life persona, you know, you see a guy on TV and we automatically assume that he's bigger than life, but then when you hear him on the show, when you can go see him and talk to him, and, you know, we had a guy in our league that was, and he finally did win a game, but he was 0-57 or something in his career, and so we have him on the show, and then we have Dynasty on the show at the same time, and the guy gets to actually, you know, ask Dynasty a question or two, you know, Dynasty, arguably the best out there right now.
That was
now,
a cool
so.
Thing, like, we had a few young guys there, and I kind of felt bad. And Bob knows who I'm talking about, the two young kids that came with their dad. I mean, they got smoked. But they had a good time. You know, Madden IQ ended up giving them shirts, and we gave them a couple of prizes. And then RG, Truth, Captain, Dynasty, K-Star, they all signed shirts and did autographs and stuff. So they really had a good time, and I just actually got an email today from them asking, you know, hey, thanks for, it was a great tournament, when's your next one? You know, we want to come to your next one, and hopefully, you know, we'll get to meet everybody else again and get better. So that right there, T, that little thing enhances a guy to go home, man, I'm going to go play Madden, I'm going to get better, I'm going to go back to next month, you know, and Madden's just going to keep growing. It's going to keep growing.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, some of the guys out there, their light bulb has gone off, clearly, and, you know, they're still going to do their thing. But I think, you know, they also, you know, they can also go to a tournament, and, hey, maybe they just don't want to play in this one, but they can still go and represent and you know, really, like we've talked about on the show in the past, be ambassadors. And, you know, I think it goes a long way. I mean, you know, and if you don't, you know, the role models are there. I mean, if you look at pro sports and you look at some of the greatest of all times, I mean, you know, you're going to tell me that, you know, Magic Johnson and Dr. J and these guys are not still ambassadors to the sport? They are. They give back. The sport gave them a lot, and now they give back in a variety of different levels. And so it's just nice to see that a video game that has done so much for some of these people, put the money in their pocket, you know, gave them a little exposure, made them feel really good about themselves, and now they can give back a little bit. And that's what it's all about. It really is. And it's good to see. It really is, and particularly for me as a guy who's a little bit older than most everybody involved in Madden, it's really good for me to see that. It makes me feel that I'm connected with the right group of people, you know. So that's good stuff.
Yep.
So what else is going on, guys? Anyone who wants the floor can have the floor. It's your show. I'm just the host.
Well, I wanted to say real quick, too, that we got Bobby Digital. I want to say thanks to Bob because now he's part of our big city now, along with Madden IQ. And we want to call Bobby the Bracket Master. He had it so organized, T. I mean, I basically was like, okay, well, go ahead, Bobby, do your thing, and I'll just help coordinate who's what, where, you know, and he just took over. So I want to thank you real quick on that, Bob. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. So, we had 14 people in the playoffs, so that took a little bit of intrigue to set up a 14-man playoff bracket, but we had 27 people show up for the tournament. You know, Dynasty, Chow, and myself were there, but we didn't play, but 27 participants, we just set up 9-person, 3-man round robins real quick, had some nice participation in the buybacks, all that good stuff, so.
Everybody got 4 minutes, too. So nobody else was able to clock as much.
Right. But clocking still, it's mad on that.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah, just the tournaments are just fun to run, actually. So, and actually, like, you know, with me being part of Big City now and part of Madden IQ, Madden IQ, you know, we just set up a launch this weekend, and some may know from the Madden challenges, I've been sending updates, and I try to update, you know, so that the community knows what's going on in the tournament for those who, for whatever reason, could not make it to the tournament. So I try to update them, and we are now using Twitter on Madden IQ, and I was sending updates through my cell phone to Twitter, and those were going on there, so we didn't have to rely on anyone else to post the updates and stuff like that. So we also, at Madden IQ, we have 3-1, or we have, like, tips from many top ballers. K-Star is a part of Madden IQ. Cyrus. We also have another baller who chooses not to be named doing tips, and they're doing one tip a week and then two tips the next week, kind of on a rotation basis. And actually, a neat feature that we're going to start doing is anybody can submit a tip to Madden IQ and make money. Like, if it's better than the stuff that Cyrus puts in, you know, submits, it's better than what K-Star submits, you can actually make money by submitting a tip. So it's not just it's not just the main guys. You know, you can make money yourself. And we're also going to be regular, and the tips aren't just going to have one day. They'll be just scattered throughout the week, you know. And we're going to have interviews and articles and a whole bunch of stuff going on the site. We got the forums up and running. I'm actually a head administrator there, you know, so, you know, we got that going. They're a big sponsor of Big City.
Yeah.
Now, let me do what I do, and you know, I hope by now people are familiar with my style. I'm a pretty straightforward guy, but you know, I gotta sometimes ask the tough question because, you know, inquiring minds want to know. We got a pretty good audience out there, a lot of listeners, and I can hear people saying now, "Uh-oh, another Madden site. Isn't there enough Madden sites?" That's going to be the question, and you know, I won't name all the Madden sites out there, but you know.
Right.
There are a lot of guys out there that get good at the game, and the game maybe starts to pass them by a little bit, and before they lose all of their luster, they say, hey, you know, I've got a name in this game. Let me go and create a site with tips and with forums, and let me try to offer something. So what is it that the new, you said you just officially released today, and I'm going to bring on another member of the Madden IQ team, 734. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hi, Commissioner. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hey, Commissioner. Captain Howdy, Madden IQ. How you doing?
Good, good. Welcome to the show.
Sorry, I missed them. What's going on, Paul? Hey, Bobby. What did I miss? What are we on right now, guys?
Well, right now, I'm in the middle of asking the tough-to-ask question, but most people, when they hear another Madden site, the first question they ask is why. What's the new site going to provide that we can't already get from the existing community? And is this going to make things more difficult because people are going to, you know, feel twisted loyalties, or is this going to add? So I'm asking, Madden IQ, brand new site, just unveiled this week. Why do my guys go to your website?
Okay, I can handle this one. Basically, why Madden IQ? It all comes down to a competition factor, and I really feel like a lot of the sites out there aren't really pushing what they should be. You know, everybody's wondering, like, Major League Gaming sponsors, stuff like that. How come it hasn't happened to Madden? It's because nobody's really pushing the community forward, you know. I live in the Midwest. It's in the middle of a lot of real great ballers, Truth, K-Star, all those guys. We had a discussion and we decided to do our own thing. You know, like I said, it's just the community isn't pushing as hard as it could be. Like I don't really want to take shots at other sites, but a lot of other sites aren't regularly updating their site, updating their content, stuff like that. And I think Paul found a real good success recipe with a lot of people like to see themselves and their results immediately. So with Madden IQ, you know, we're starting out with a lot of Midwest guys releasing some tips, stuff like that. But eventually, you know, it'd be nice to turn into a user-to-user or a peer-to-peer community where, you know, you or I could submit a tip, maybe make a little bit of money for that, and at the same time read other submitted tips, and then it becomes an entirely peer-to-peer community, and you're not really necessarily taking it from one guy or you know, a small handful of guys. You know, so we're just really trying to push the community forward because nobody else seems to. The same way that EA is kind of turning out the games that they have now, you could say is because a lack of competition. There really isn't another competition out there. You know, there's only really one other site out there, and they don't have to really work hard for their meal, you know what I mean? And that's what we're there for. We have the backing of a lot of real great Madden players, and, you know, they want to take their shot at starting their site, and I just kind of offered to do it for them. You know, they give me their tips. I go in. I shoot it in high definition or whatever. You know, that's never been done before. Regular updated content. Of course, we're working with Paul from Big City, and he's turning out all of the, like, in my opinion, the toughest field ever assembled in 09. Even Turks included, I feel like there was a lot of killers at that tournament.
Oh, man.
And of course, one of our own guys actually came out on top with K-Star. So,
you said competition and pushing people, and could this be interpreted in any way, shape, or form as divisive?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Could this be interpreted as divisive?
I don't understand you, but I can't hear you.
No, what do you mean by that?
In other words, the comments that were made were the sites aren't being pushed, they're not doing the things that they should be doing, so you guys are going to come along and do these things and in the spirit of competition. But could this also be viewed as a way to divide the Madden community so that now there's split loyalty?
I wouldn't want to do that. I would not want to do that, and I don't think that's what we wanted to do either. We both have talked about that, and if that's the case, then, I mean, other people from other sites are more than welcome to contact us, and, you know, we'll help promote their thing, too. What we're trying to get is, let's take an example of those two kids that got smashed, okay? We're going to take those two kids as an example, and we're going to say, okay, well, let's, a perfect example to use for Madden IQ, we're going to say, okay, well, check this website out, and this week we're going to have a couple of plays just on defense and on offense that you can use to implement and put into your game, and to make you more of a competitor or what some of the big dogs use to, you know, get better.
Yeah, exactly. And for example, with that, you know, some kids came out, Paul actually touched on it, some kids came out, they got absolutely crushed by some of the best in the game. You know, and then, of course, we throw them some T-shirts, and then, you know, we tell them a tip. K-Star's defense that he won the tournament with is coming up soon, so it's really just a help booster the entire community. Nothing is being held back. Not only is IQ competing with other websites, but the guys in IQ are competing with each other to really turn out the best tips that they can. So they can't really sit on their money plays and give out, you know, okay plays or above average plays. They're really giving out the plays that they go in and then they find that helps win them tournaments. So, for example, there's a little mini scheme in there. You know, we're kind of targeting the middle crowd, not the beginners and not the experts, but a lot of guys that don't really have the time to scheme or come up with a good idea. There's one up there right now, and it really helps them understand the mentality of where they have to be winning Madden challenges and winning tournaments and stuff like that. So it's not just like, okay, here's a play, go have fun. You know, there's a thorough breakdown on it, and you kind of understand where they're coming from to help you a better player overall, not just a gimmick player or something like that. So
you guys really then saw a niche and are trying to expand on a niche in the market.
Right, yeah, we're not really trying to divide the community. Some people can interpret that. You know, we're not really trying to exploit the community. But, you know, a lot of guys, and the guys that we have are well-known, you know, they're tournament winners. For example, you know, K-Star, that was a great field, and it came out on top. So, you know, who are you going to take tips from? It's not a guy that just won a tournament, you know. You know, our guys are all out active in the community. You see them on TV. You know, they're very approachable, and like I said, we're just out to help everybody improve their game. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, T. What we're like I said, along with what he's saying is, you know, you're a Madden baller. All of us are Madden players. We're gonna go where the resource is. We're trying to give you more of a resource. You know, we got TML. We got, you know, a couple of the other Madden USA and a couple of the other guys that have websites. We're trying to give them more of a visual way to enhance their game in a quicker pace. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
You're going to go as an individual. You're going to go wherever is easier for you to learn that play or learn more better plays. You know,
right.
It's totally up to you on what website you go to. We're
right.
trying to make as an option easier for you as a player to go and click Madden IQ. Oh, sweet. What is that? Oh, that's a sweet. Oh, what is this? A 4-wide curl? You know, oh, this is how you do it. I checked out some of the videos today, and it's so easily, you know, broken down that that's all we're after. That's all we're after. We're definitely not trying to divide anybody, but just try to simplify to get better at Madden, to grow.
Well, and that's a good clarification because, you know, having been around a while, it sometimes becomes difficult to identify those that are trying to add to the community from those that are trying to be divisive and segment the community. And, you know, we've seen both. And, you know, what we don't want is the latter. We want people that are trying to contribute and add. And, you know, from what I'm hearing, it sounds like you guys certainly have identified an area that no one else is really, you know, unless I'm misunderstanding, it sounds like, you know, some stuff that no one right now is doing. So, you know, if it enhances people's gameplay and gives people another option to improve their game, then, hey, you know, let's see where we can go.
And, yeah, and
the comment of me being a Madden baller, you ain't seen my game yet, so.
Yeah, it's just pushing everybody forward from top to bottom, you know. Like, if you can't keep up, then, of course, you can get some private lab time. But, you know, it's just really, like, there's only one leader out there. We all understand that the Madden Lab is the industry leader. But there's nobody really there to push them. And I'm not saying that they put out bad tips now because I don't know for myself. But, you know, if there's nobody there to push them, you know, it's just a matter of time before people need a different look. They need a new look. And we're not necessarily there to compete with them. We don't want to try to steal their crowd or anything like that. But, you know, if anything, if the only thing we get from this is the Madden Lab to look in the mirror and say, wow, now we have to up our game, then everybody wins. So.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, I'm one in fairness and full disclosure, and I think everybody knows that, you know, we have a current relationship with the Madden Lab. They host our forums, and, you know, there's no money exchange or anything. It's just more of a gentleman's arrangement where the AFL's forums is hosted on the Madden Lab, and currently it's working well for us, and we think that for tournament information and you know, the things that go on in a community, they're right now, they're the place to be. So it currently works for us, and I don't want anyone to, you know, misthink that I am being disloyal to the Madden Lab, because I'm not. I'm loyal to everybody. I'm loyal to everybody out there that wants to contribute to the community. If you've got something to offer to the community, you come on the Madden Voice as the voice of the Madden community, and let's talk about it. And
and we don't want to get that across either. Like, TML is a great resource. I mean, they've gotten us where we're at. I mean, I've been over 25 different Madden, you know, websites when I advertise, and actually JBev and Cole are the ones that actually got me on the Madden Lab, and it's just taken off from there. I mean, it's just been a great resource, and thank everybody on
TML. Now, let me ask another question, and I gotta ask this question, so guys forgive me, but you know, I got my Geraldo Rivera on tonight, so just roll with me for a minute there. Was it possible, had anybody considered going to an existing site? You know, we've mentioned the Madden Lab, but they're one site, but there's others out there, with your concept and said, here's what you're doing, here's what we want to do, you know, could this fit with what you're currently doing so that we can take your existing site and expand it and offer these services?
You know, that's kind of a difficult question to answer, I guess. you know, instead of really trying to incorporate and integrate with a existing company, I don't want to use a slogan that if you want it done right, you have to do it yourself. But, you know, the people that I really surrounded myself with, from Paul to Bobby Digital, all these guys are known, respected in the community. So I don't really feel there's a need to have to start over and hope that all these guys can make it, because these guys all paid their dues. You know, I feel like they can be trusted. You know, and like I said, it's really about the community. It's not really about our website versus their website, or, you know, how much money they charge or how much we charge for tips. It's really about the end result is making the community as a whole. Hopefully push it up a little bit past where it is. I mean, right now, obviously, they're on ESPN, so I don't see why Madden cannot right now compete with Major League Gaming with some of those Halo kids and stuff like that. So, like I said, that's a really difficult question to answer as far as why didn't we choose to help out an existing site. We weren't trying to divide the community or anything like that. And if it comes down to it, yeah, I think it'd be great to maybe work with the Mad Lab. Maybe there's another one like the Madden Goats, stuff like that. A lot of people, MaddenBible.com, I see you guys. There's a lot of real good resources out there, but, you know, kind of in the same way that when a head coach takes over or a GM takes over for an existing NFL team, they kind of clean house from top to bottom. I think it'd be really hard to pitch the idea that, you know, hey, we have these HD tips with voiceovers, I think this is going to work, this and that. And it'd be really hard for them to bite. I think that'd be a lot of wasted time, wasted energy, as opposed to, you know, we could already be knee-deep in it and really show the world what we're about, so.
Yeah, let's be honest. We all have egos, you know, and I asked the question almost tongue-in-cheek because, you know, if someone came to me and said, hey, we like what EAFL is doing, but, you know, why don't you change 50% of how you're doing it and go do it this way, I'd probably laugh them right off the phone. So, you know, we all have egos, and we all feel like we want to control our own destiny.
I think what it all starts back with, and I don't mean to interrupt you, I think it all starts back where T-Boy said that even all the commissioners, all the directors need to get together and try to be in union. And same with, like, you know, Cap says, you know, we all need to get together and form a union, because Madden's not going nowhere. EA is going to keep producing, and if we're going to try to divide, it's just going to be, we're going to have players, and eventually, you know, nobody's going to want to play because we're going to have battles between all of us, you know. I don't agree.
Madden sort of plateaued off the last few years. You know, everybody knows that 2005 was kind of the best years, and it's kind of struggling nowadays, and hopefully, you know, Madden IQ can inject a little bit of life and push the community as a whole better. So I think everybody does need to get together and see what we can all do. It's never about division with us, so.
Yeah. No, and to be clear, I'm not accusing you of it. I just had to ask the question,
yeah.
So because I know that those questions are going to float around out there. I even had a question just IM to me, and I am on AOL Instant Messenger. If anyone is on AOL, EAFL Commissioner on America Online right now. You can also call into the show at 347-838-9525. And if you're an old fogey and just likes to send emails, then go ahead and send one to the Madden Voice at EAFLMadden.com. If you have questions or comments, we're on right now with Paul from Big Cities, my man Captain Howdy from Madden IQ, and Paul's protege, what's his name? From Arizona?
Rob.
Say it again.
Don't forget Bobby Digital. Bobby Digital.
And Bobby Digital. And
Big Rob.
Big Rob from Arizona. Yeah, Bobby, I was getting to you, man. But I did have a PM from a member of the community who says that they know that Big City advertises on the Madden Lab. So now that this is being announced, you know, do you plan to continue advertising on the Madden Lab, or will you just, you know, kind of discontinue that and just move over to Madden IQ now?
I think that would cause a division, and I'm not about that, and he knows that, and we both talked about that. You know, I'll advertise a lot more on Madden IQ, but I won't leave my, you know, the boys that are regulars on Madden Lab either, you know, so.
And for example, just to speak on it real quick, It was never like an exclusive contract that we worked together. We just sort of had the same vision. We said, hey, we could do this better. You know, let's get the whole community to really stand up. And what better way to do it in Ohio? Everybody knows that Ohio is really leading Madden right now, as GTP can tell you. They really came down and got to help. But yeah.
Oh, I want to go there.
But, yeah, it was never – if he wants to advertise on there, that's, you know, obviously we welcome that. It was, like I said, always about the community. They have a right to know. They don't have to come to Madden IQ to find this out. But, you know, if they just want a different look on some tips and maybe chat with some different guys besides of what they have going there, then we just want to offer an alternative to that. So.
Sure.
Yeah, and like you brought up with the whole attorney scene and the commissioners, we need to be separate but have a union. Rod has his tournaments. Storm has his tournaments. Paul has his tournaments. Mm-hmm. There can be Madden websites that are separate. They have their own separate websites. They have their own – they do their own thing, but also have a union to where, like, it's just a understanding that, hey, we all exist. We must, you know, coexist together, you know.
Right.
We're all doing the same thing for the, you know, generally good reasons, so, and to help the community grow and all that stuff.
I agree with that. I am certainly a proponent for everybody working together. I do think that there also has to be, everyone's not created equal, and everyone that has an idea to go, you know, there are sites out there now that need to be shut down, frankly. You know, they're just not, they're not contributing. They have a name and they have colors and that's it. And so, you know, if someone has something of value to offer and are offering something, then sure, they should be recognized. But just because someone says, I'm going to open up a Madden site, I mean, we've mentioned some of the big names and the big sites. There's another 20 that are done just by, you know, everyday people that think that they have something to contribute. And frankly, you know, so there needs to be, you know, I don't know what to call it, but if you're going to create a Madden site, if the guys that created quality got together, kind of how I feel about leagues, everybody can't just go and create a league. You know, it takes a lot of work to do a league and to do it the right way, and nothing aggravates me more than when I see someone that just wakes up and says, I'm going to do a league. And, you know, regardless of your motivation, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and it hurts all of us guys who've been doing this for a long time when a new guy gets out there and says, I'm going to do a league, and then they fail. Now it makes all the leagues look bad. Well, the same thing with a Madden site. If a guy goes out there and has no clue and just says, I'm going to do a Madden site, and then the guy goes to that site and their introduction to the Madden community is garbage, they're gone, and you're not going to get them back. So I think you're right. I think if you guys all got together and figured out, you know, here's us.
I extend the invitation to all the directors, T-Boy and J-Rod. I will be at Players Bowl, you know, with Bobby Digital and a bunch of everybody else. I extend it. Let's have a little dinner. You know, let's go out to dinner before on Friday. You know, we'll be down there Friday night. I don't care. You know, whatever it takes to draw us together, to form a union, I'm definitely, Big City is down. We're definitely down.
Yeah, we're getting that around. We're getting to Philly around 4:00, I think, Paul.
Okay, cool.
Well, we've mentioned it a few times on the show, so we'll see it. You know, there's going to be a lot going on at Players Bowl, and we will see, you know, if some of these meetings can take place formally or informally. I plan to be out there myself, so certainly I'm willing
Sweet.
To, you know, meet with some people and talk with some people. And so, you know, it should be interesting. We have a Skype caller. Let's just see if this person has any comments on what's going on now. Skype caller, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I've been home watching TV all day, and I really wanted to talk to you guys.
I bet you did. Well, now's your chance.
I've been playing Madden, and it's just been so great for me. All the experiences, the joy. I got flowers once for it, and
hey, you know what? I want you to take a listen to this. All right, he's gone. So,
wow. Okay. That was
right. But, you know, Hey, if we don't get one of those a night, then we're not popular and we're not famous.
Right. That was my dad. I told him not to call. What?
That was a bad prank phone call at best.
Yeah, I couldn't understand it.
That was horrible. All right. So what's next? Big City. What's next for? You had the great tournament. Anything coming up soon?
We got to take the month of March off, unfortunately, because of the place Rush Creek needs to have for March Madness. Of course, I don't know if you've seen any of the pictures, T, but that place is freaking awesome with 91-inch screens. So it's kind of like live with its basketball season, football season.
Okay.
Probably April, May. May, just the word. Me and Rob haven't talked of all the specifics, but we're going to have a big City Bowl in May and lots of money to win. So stay tuned to that. But we'll probably have another one. Definitely me and Captain talking about April. So be looking for the announcement on the lab and IQ.
Yeah, and definitely, and to introduce that idea, I think we actually spoke about this earlier, me and Paul, we actually came up with a good idea to really help booster not only Madden IQ, but also get people out to some tournaments. Right now we're actually offering a free online tournament with the catch. We just ask, the rules of the tournament are no fullback dives unless you get into the red zone, and it has to be with a regular fullback, no formation audibles down, anything like that. The winner will either get their choice of $50 cash, or they will get a free entry into the next big city tournament, which Paul just said was a couple months away, plus travel expenses. So you can either take the easy cash or really get a free entry, plus $50 or so for some gas to come on out and experience it live. And then a special offer, obviously, to the EAFL for letting us do our thing on your show. We're actually going to double that offer for anybody who wins that's from the EAFL. Jay Bev, I know, is real tough. Those kind of guys, if they come on to Madden IQ, they sign up, they play the tournament, then they can actually bring a friend, and they can actually both play for free in the next big city tournament.
So you're going to do a free online tournament, and the prize will be entry
either
to and if it's the EFL guy, he'll get double the prize, but entry to Players Bowl and travel expenses.
No, it'd be a free entry into a big city tournament.
Oh, I'm sorry,
is,
big city tournament. I apologize.
Yeah, well, partners. Either they get their choice, either the free easy $50 cash, or they could take a free entry into the next tournament, which of course is going to be a great opportunity. Of course, we had a lot of guys out this past weekend. It's only going to get bigger and better. So they could take a free entry into that tournament, plus the $50 for gas money or whatever to get on out there. And again, for letting us do our thing on your show, we're going to actually double that offer to anybody in the EAFL that wins. We're going to do two free entries and $100 cash to get them out there.
Cool. Now, no fullback dive.
Yeah, win that one.
Yeah.
Ohio stand up.
Yeah, we're trying to usher in a new era. It's getting kind of stale. It's late in season. We want to try something new, make it fun at least for a couple of weeks. No fullback dives unless you're inside the 20-yard line, the red zone. And then the fullback dive has to be a stock fullback. It can't be like an audible down or put Marion Barber at fullback, anything like that. So, we just want a fun, clean, free tournament. And then it's actually like hopefully a bigger buy-in to a bigger tournament for some bigger cash.
Basically, it's win-win, T. It's a win-win. You win free entry and you get gas money, to make it down. So,
all right.
Win-win.
All right. All right. Well, you guys heard it. You heard the tournament. You heard the rules and the benefit to participate and to win. And speaking of tournaments, let me also welcome to the show our good friend NJ Rod. Welcome to the show, Rod.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
What up, Big Rod?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
It's okay.
Welcome
to the show, Rod. I haven't been on in a couple of weeks, man. But I've always listened, see what's going on and everything. And we got a pretty big tournament coming up on Saturday. It's February 28th. It's going to be at the School of Rock, the concert arena in South Hackensack, New Jersey. South Hackensack is probably about 7 minutes from the George Washington Bridge. It's right over the bridge from New York City. Yeah, so we're looking at a pretty strong turnout. There's been a lot of buzz on it on the boards. So we're looking to really get it on.
You got it so nice. All you got to do is say you're having a tournament, and boom, your forms are exploding. It's awesome to watch.
Yeah, well, that takes years to get up to that, man. You know what I'm saying?
You want to be just like you.
Hey, you guys are on your way, man. Definitely
yep.
On your way.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Yeah, you just want to try to, you want to keep, some buzz and some positive stuff. The Brotherhood, it's like a homegrown crew. Just a bunch of guys that were locals a few months ago, got together at the events. And form their crew, and they're making a lot of different noise with different people, friendly type stuff, nothing hostile or anything. But Game Time Philly's not too far away. EMB, a lot of those guys started out in my tournaments, live right in state. So we got a good bunch of old players, new players, a lot of locals showing up. So it's a pretty good thing. Last month, we had a very solid tournament, close to 50 ballers were there. And, we're just hoping to add to that. The buzz has been a lot better this time, a lot more, phone calls from locals and everything. So, this time we're looking at, a pretty solid event, and I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, Rod, how long you been doing it?
I started out doing tournaments in 2003.
Yeah. I remember you back when I first started before I shut down. I was up there. I was talking to you guys. So, that right there, T's, Rod has been holding it down for years, and that's very commendable, man.
Rod's an OG at this. I mean, that's, when we first started expanding our coverage of the show and really getting involved in the tournament scene, he was one of the first people to call in. And I didn't know Rod at the time, but his tournament, the tournament success, I had known of, and then when he called in, he goes, "Oh yeah, I run the King of the College." I'm like, "Oh, well, I know your tournaments," so he's been holding it down for a while, and it's just nice to see the resurrection because it was dwindling there for a hot minute, but now it sounds like it's really everyone's doing well and it's picking back up, and that's just very exciting.
We got a mixture, like I said, you got new guys, Big City doing their thing. You got T-Boy doing his thing. So, you have different things. What's good is, a lot of different people are offering different flavors. You know what I'm saying? You don't have any clones out there. People are trying to be inventive and doing a lot of things and, giveaways or this, the field goal kicking contest. All those things are unique, and that's unique to those particular events, which is very good. When you come into my event, it's like a plethora of games and gamers. You'll see the Halo guys, Gears of War, Smash Brothers. We're gonna start Street Fighter this coming weekend. So there's a big mixture of there's somebody calling me right now, like these tournament kids. If you hear my phone beep, they've been calling all day asking about Gears of War rules and this and that. But anyway, Madden is a part of what we do, but it's like a giant, it's almost like a food court at a mall, when you go to events. You just have your little different flavors here and there, all under one roof, nice atmosphere, I really enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to this Saturday.
That sounds great. And also joining us on the line, as I accumulate phone numbers so I can recognize people, but we have Mr. Bad News himself calling in.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, damn. I just wanted to listen to the show. Only I ain't press one.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm here to recognize everybody, brother. If I start calling in, I'm going to at least shout out at you. And if you want to just listen, I'll put you back on mute. But,
all right. Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah, no problem.
Is that bad news? Is that bad news?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all right, man. How you doing, man? Right.
What up, Bad?
What's up? What's good, man?
Bad News was down here representing too, man. He was down here playing.
Yeah, I'm down there, man. I like it.
Yeah, good, man. Thanks for coming down, for sure.
No problem. We going down there again. We going to Game Time Philly. Going to take the next one. All
right. I know Replay's going to bring his van down next time, too. So I'm hoping to come up to NJ Rod sometime this year, too, man. I hope that we can I know I'm going to go up to T-Boys in March. But I'm hoping to get down there, NJ, so... Yeah,
well, if you're ever around Philly and need help with anything, just hit me up or hit Bobby up and we can help you out.
All right, sure.
All right, man.
All right, I'll put you back on mute, but thanks for calling in, of course.
All right, peace.
All right, and we also have another caller, 317 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
This isn't just a regular phone call. This is the one and only K-Star.
Hey!
What's up?
Hey, sexy.
What's going on, y'all?
Well, welcome to the show. And
what up, champ?
And, you know,
good, man.
Because he won the tournament on Sunday, he deserves...
What, bro?
And, heck, while we're at it, can we do this?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
God, I love that. All right. Man, you're kind of hot right now, K-Star, man. I mean, you came on the show, and you talked about how you were going to win your next tournament. I saw some threads from you on the TML boards, and you said something to the effect of paraphrasing, and I just don't know, but I'm feeling like I'm about to win this next tournament, guys. I mean, I'm feeling it. I think I'm going to do it. And, you know, you did it.
Yeah, I was pretty much stating that, you know, I don't really see how and which scenario in which I was going to lose this next tournament because, you know, I worked – I've been working really hard or whatever, improving my game, improving my offense, which is the most unique and innovative offense in the country. But, I tweeted enough. I felt confident. There's no way I didn't think anyone's going to stop me, and I improved my defense enough in my scheme to a point where I just felt like I should pretty much easily win it. I didn't figure there's no, you know, a reason why I shouldn't. And so I went up there and, you know, did what I said I was going to do, and, you know, it feels really good.
Yeah, and if I read the boards correctly, the championship game was and I'm not the guy to call out anybody, but the championship game was kind of anticlimactic. You kind of ran away with that one. We won't say the score, but who
38-15.
Shut up, Bobby.
To use the Madden vernacular, I'm an old guy, so I don't always get the vernacular right, but you blurred somebody, and who was it?
Yeah. It was a guy, what's his name, Captain, I guess the Captain is what they call him. He was the finalist in the Madden Challenge Finals in the Turks. He was an online guy who, I guess, won the online challenge and then went to the Turks and went all the way to the finals, and it was funny because some people thought I was hating on the guys who were originally in Turks or whatever, but I felt this year's field of the Madden Challenge winners were particularly weak this year because, I mean, a lot of it was attributed to the fact that it was 2-minute quarters all the way to the Final Four, which, you know, made it easier for some guys to sneak in really deep and, you know, make some noise and that with the game being easy. But, I mean, like I said, he got to the finals at the Turks or whatever, and then, you know, he came to his tournament, and he got to the finals again. It was a very tough field, so he does, you know, deserve some props, you know, for that. But, you know, he ran into one of the best there is, so.
Yeah,
it got a little rough out there for him.
Yeah, and I try not to call people out because I'm not the greatest Madden ball in the world. I just run the best Madden league out there, but. Dude did join the EAFL for a hot minute and lost and then promptly joined the corporation and then said some disparaging marks about the EAFL. And, you know, I don't get it. You know, I ain't had nothing against the guy. I thought it was a good match. He's an online guy. We're an online league. I thought it was a good match. But AD right. his own. So
I definitely got to say he's hungry, man. He looks like I can tell he's hungry. He's hungry to win. But
you need a little K-Star more hunger.
Really,
it looked like.
Yeah, well, K-Star just handled him, man. It was, I mean, no disrespect towards Cap because he came a long way, but I mean, from the jump, you got to give it to K-Star because he had tough games left and right, and just people hating on him the whole time. And just, I mean, again, no disrespect to anybody, but you know, I think this win for K-Star is well deserved. I think this is one of the biggest, like you said, it's a mini Players Bowl, but. You know, again, you know, K-Star didn't get no free games. It was definitely a battle.
Yeah, for sure.
I gotta ask a question, and my audience would be mad at me if I did not ask this question. The captain goes to Turks, makes it to the finals, plays Dynasty. Dynasty had, you know, that game went down to the end. Okay, that was a competitive game, went down to the end. Goes to the big city tournament there in Ohio, makes it to the finals, plays UK Star. The game's over almost at the start. Blow them out.
Right.
Question is, who's better, you or Dynasty?
Oh. I'm staying out of this one.
To be honest with you, I mean, Dynasty won Turks, you know, and you can't take that away from them. That's the biggest stage of all. But I think at this point in time, I think through the years, I've been a better player, but we'll find out how players will. You know, Dynasty's a great player. I mean, this question is kind of intended to almost disrespect, so I'm not going to do that. But I honestly do feel like my game right now is better than anyone's. You know, like I said, I'm running the most unique offense in the nation. Every year I got an offense, you know, that's really – like my own made, like you don't really see anyone else running something I do unless they see me do it and they just try to be a copycat. But no one's stopping my offense. That's a given, and that's just the truth of the matter. And like I said, my defense has been locking people up. I shut out Truth, actually held him in negative yardage, which is something I really need to touch on really quick. I gotta talk about Truth real quick. Mad at Nation, me and Truth, I blew Truth out, okay? And this upset him. So we played at Houston in a money game, and it was like six of the corporation dudes, and, you know, I went there playing for money, and he beat me pretty bad. You know, he was saying all kinds of things and on his YouTube video, whatever, trying to get his, you know, revenge from Madden Nation. So this tournament rolls around, and at the end of the day, I mean, the score was 3-0, but the game really wasn't as close as the score indicates because when I did win the game and clinched on the fourth down, I was at the one-yard line. No, that's pretty much, and I, you know, I kneeled the ball to win the game. And then I fumbled my opening drive at his 15-yard line, and his offensive stats in that end game was, like, negative yardage. So I'm just happy personally, like, you know, to win the tournament and everything, but I really wanted to get back at Truth and for the opportunity to present itself. You know, maybe I kind of took the moment in and, you know, just pretty much dominated him and blew him out and did what I needed to do, but as far as the Dynasty talk goes, like I said, he's a great player, but I do feel like throughout the years I'm more creative and a better player than him. And we'll find out players. Well, he's a phenomenal player, so I'm not going to take anything away from him, but I just feel really good about my game. You know,
let me just clarify. I've had Dynasty on the show. I like Dynasty. You know, I have no, you know, I'm not going to say I like all the guys that are in the group of being, you know, top ballers and, you know, but you know you're a good guy. You know, I said that on the show. RG came on last time. I was very impressed with both of you guys. Dynasty's been on the show. I'm certainly not trying to disrespect Dynasty. You know what I'm trying to do is, you know, it seemed to be a reasonable question. You're on top of your game right now. He's on top of his game right now. You know, and just more of a, you know, if you guys lock up, you know. What do you think? And I think you gave a good answer. You feel good about your game, and I think if we can get Dynasty on next week, or you know, and I'm sure he's going to give a very similar answer. And then you know, if you guys end up matching up at Players Bowl, I mean, I just want to be there. I just want to be there.
It'll definitely be a great game, but I definitely feel like I would win. You know,
I think actually he actually came out. He did not play in the Big City Tournament. I'm not sure what the reasoning is behind that. But, you know, it'd be great to have them out to the next one. Maybe they can lock in at the next one. We had everybody but Dynasty. I mean, he was in the building, of course, and we want to show thanks to him for coming all the way down. But, you know, maybe next time we could answer this question at the next Big City Tournament, and hopefully he can jump in the middle of that, and then we can have the Killers from the East and the Killers of the Midwest, and we can really put it to rest as to who's better. So,
well, you know,
I will say that I have been talking to Dynasty, and he's been asking when the next one is. So he didn't specifically say he's playing, but he's been asking, so it's lurking.
You know, and not to take my man Rod's thunder, who is still on the line with us, NJ Rod. You know, but there is a tournament coming up Saturday, you know, there's always a possibility guys could show up at that tournament and settle some scores too. You know, I view every tournament that goes on right now as just a kind of a warm up for the big one on April 4th. You know, and the more tournaments guys go to, the more tournament. I mean, K-Star, would you admit that, or would you agree, I should say, that the more tournaments you go to, you just become battle-tested and you understand the tournament scene a little bit better and you can prepare yourself better for what you're going to see?
Yeah, definitely. You know, every tournament you go to is kind of like its own experience, you know. Like, every tournament has its own story, and I think with every story, you know, that book gets a little bit thicker and your experience, you know, it grows and you become a better player and you may learn some things from a tournament. And even if you sit back and say if you lose early and you sit back and watch what goes on and just kind of see what certain guys do in situations, what kind of play call they make, I mean, you can get a lot better. And, you know, Rod's tournament is coming out on Saturday. I'm actually going to plug Rod's tournament because I said some things in the past about Rod's tournaments, which, you know, was ignorant of me, but Rod is a great, you know, tournament director, and I hope everyone out there in the East Coast makes it out to his tournament. And, you know, it should be a very good tournament with, you know, the East Coast being the way it is. I know Brusque from EMB, Evil Offense, and my main man Squeeze from EMB, the commish, he's coming back to do some damage Saturday at Rod's tournament, and that's their tune-up for players. Well, kind of like the guys in the East Coast. And I would say that this tournament, this past Sunday, I considered it, and, you know, many others did, kind of as mini Players Bowl, just because of, you know, the pot was pretty big, and there was just kind of a lot of hype going into this one, and like I said, I would say it was the biggest tournament this year outside of Turks, you know, because so many people showed from all kind of different spots. We talked about how RG was on the show a couple of weeks ago. He even made it out there, and a lot of people were there, man. Just a lot. Like, I think five of Mad Nation Season 4, five of the Mad Nation Season 4 cast were there. Yeah, Chow was there. Truth, myself, you know, Dynasty, he didn't play, but he was in it. RG, it was a lot of fun.
Well, Truth was on the mic for a while, too.
Yeah,
this is Rod. I gotta pull out in a second because I got to do some lesson plans for tomorrow. But, you know, I appreciate the words, K-Star, you know, that's honorable stuff, man. And those guys are going to come out brusking those guys and, you know, hopefully do some damage. But it's also good to see the overall, to see the Midwest, you know, starting to pop off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For a long time, the East Coast has been just like the life support of Matt. Even out in Cali, they stopped playing out there. You know what I'm saying? So it's just good to see another region of the country pop off because that overall, that's good for everybody. That's good for everybody. We're all in this thing together, and every time there's something that goes off successful, it's just gonna lead momentum for the next man and the next man. Now, you know, just imagine if we got we got Boza down in Florida, and you know, my boys down in Texas are always doing stuff. You know, you get everybody popping. You know, we can have something like Players Bowl every 3 months somewhere else. You know, why not one in Texas, one in California? You know, something in the Midwest. You know? That's the ultimate goal, to get this thing real big. So, you know, my applause to Big City, you know, K-Star for winning that, and, you know, just getting that region of the country just excited about Madden. You know,
The Midwest, I know, like, being from Ohio, a lot of people in Ohio are real excited. You know, Paul's doing a great job with Big City. We did, along with Delph and VTEP and myself, we did the King of the Sticks tourneys earlier this year. We had decent turnouts at both of them. And, you know, we'd love to, you know, now me being part of Big City, would love to have a Players Bowl type, you know, atmosphere and tournaments, you know, as well in the Midwest.
Definitely.
I don't want to jump off the subject. Go ahead, Rod. I was just going to say, not to jump off the subject to you or anything, but, and thanks, Rod, for that, because, you know, it's guys like yourself that gave us hope to drive, you know, this community build up, you know, with Madden and just games alone to make this, you know, to all come together. But something sparked my when K-Star was talking. It was kind of like what we were talking about before is, and it's something that me and, you know, all the directors are after. It's like, you know, unfortunately, K-Star, he lost to Delph. But what did he do? He went home and worked on his D. That's exactly what we're after. And same with, like, NJ Rod, you know, with all those different types of games, which I'm going to start doing myself. You know, those guys are going to go home. We give them something to play because, you know, we all are gamers, and playing by yourself gets old. You're like, okay, this game, there's no goal. So with directors, that's exactly what we're trying to bring the community is a goal to get to. Like, I want to be better this next tournament, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Got a call. Let's see who is on the line. 469 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice. Hello, 469.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just listening.
Just listening? Okay. Hey, everybody gets recognized, so just wanted to make sure you didn't have a question or a comment. All
right, nah.
All right, no problem.
Yeah.
All right. Just to kind of recap, we got about 30 minutes left on the show tonight. If you want to call in, 347-838-9525. If you want to send an instant message, as NJ Rod is signing off, thank you, Rod, for all your support, and we'll be talking soon. But you can also catch me on EAFL Commissioner, and that's on America Online, Instant Messenger. And, you know, if you're old school like me, you can send an email to the Madden Voice at EAFLMadden.com. Reminder that this Saturday you can go to, what's the site? I believe it's NJBallers.com, but someone will correct me because that's what my crew will do for me. Coming up this Saturday, Hackensack, New Jersey, Philly Rons, King of the Couch Tournament. Check it out. Sign up. Register. Pre-register. Do what you got to do. There'll be other tournaments. Harrisburg's coming up on March 14th, and we'll try to get Commissioner T-Boy on before then. And then the big one, the Granddaddy Players Bowl, April 4th. Pre-registration discount expires Saturday. So if you have not pre-registered, you have until Saturday to do so at a discount. And then after Saturday, the price goes up. NJMaddenBallers.com. If you have any questions about the tournament coming up this week. And we can be found on the Madden Lab, our forums, or you can go to forums.eaflmadden.com. That will always be a way to find the EAFL, has been for 3 years. And as long as I can afford the domain name, it will always be the way to find the EAFL. All right, we have another caller, 856 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, Commish.
Hey.
Hey, I have a question for NJ Rod.
We just lost NJ Rod.
Okay.
You want to ask it anyway?
Yeah. It was just if they're going to have any tournaments down in South Jersey anytime soon.
Well, Hackensack is, that's this Saturday. I don't know what Rod's, plans are after Saturday. He has been doing, I can say this for Rod, and you know, everybody on the line pretty much knows, he's fairly consistent at doing about one tournament each month somewhere in the middle or southern part of New Jersey. King of the Couch, and you can go to njmaddenballers.com for that information. Now, with Players Bowl coming up, guys are going to kind of, no one wants to interfere with Players Bowl. So as we get closer to Players Bowl, you might see tournaments slowing down a bit because, you know, everybody wants to kind of gear up towards the big one. So
yeah, I'll be there.
All right. Sounds good. So will I.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good night.
You too. All right. 469 is back again, so let's see if he's on this time. 469 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yeah, I've been here.
All right. My bad. My bad, man. You gotta look. I got a switchboard in front of me, so I got about 15 numbers of people calling, hanging up, calling back, and that's right. He's just listening. All right. So we are back. So back to Big City. Or was it? Who's doing? Oh no, it's Madden IQ. When is the? I'm getting confused. Madden IQ is doing an online tournament. When are you? You know, tell us as far as dates and what's the plan for that.
We're all sort of tentative at this time. We're not really entirely sure. We just wanted to really get a fire under everybody's butts to really get back in the lab, really think of something outside of you know, that typical twin tight end and that full house, that fullback dive and stuff like that, you know. And hopefully this inspires people to really get back into the lab before Players Bowl, you know. Nobody wants to really get out there, pay this good money, travel a few states to see everybody running the same thing. You know, so, I mean, I guess this is an open challenge to everybody to really just get back into practice mode, find you a nice little scheme that doesn't involve the fullback dive, and, you know, hopefully win you a little bit of cash or hopefully you take the entry into the Big City tournament. You know, of course, we have a lot of big names coming out now. Everybody really knows who Paul and what he's doing is. And, you know, if anybody has any questions, they can always reach Bobby Digital on either forum or on his Xbox Live gamer tag. I'll leave it to him how he wants to get in contact with everybody. But, yeah, you know, for now, we're just going to take some sign-ups. You just go to the forums, fill it out, let us know if you're from EAFL so we know. And then hopefully within a couple weeks, we can really just kick this tournament off.
Yeah, definitely. I need to shout out Man IQ real quick because I'm, you know, part of the team. I'm kind of a, you know, I'm a writer, whatever, main writer. And we're about to be doing some big things. Like, right now, people are kind of saying, oh, well, how are you going to go up against the Madden Lab? Well, might be your history teacher for a second. Before the Madden Lab, there was Madden Authority. And people used to say the same thing about the Madden Lab when it first started out. How are you going to compete with the huge Madden Authority site, you know, with the great tips they give, you know, whatever. And even before the Madden Lab, when it was just Madden Authority, they came out and they gave away, right off the bat, some straight fire tips for free. And that's what we're doing right now. For us in the Madden 09 season, the tips we're giving out, they're free, and we guarantee they're all going to be nasty tips, better than the other sites.
And the tournament tested, too. Like, I can honestly say that, you know, one of the only two people outside of Jay Bev thrown to his offensive tackle, K-Star was really the only person there who really had a unique offense that wasn't built around the, like, he wasn't even running the running gun playbook. So hopefully we can get that in there. You can see what he's thinking. Maybe build off of that. So, you know, it really is tournament tested. You know, people that you actually see on TV, you see come out to tournaments, they're putting in their best that they have to really kick this off. So if you really just picked up the game today and you need to find some good tips to help you win a tournament, you can find both offensive and defensive. You can find some, like we have this really, what I think is like the biggest play, the play that's going to change the game even for Players. Well, we have that on there right now, and it's only going to get better. So, Hopefully it just inspires everybody to think like K-Star does and run a different playbook than run and gun and stuff like that. But you could find his defense on there that he won the tournament with, and again, whatever else he wants to submit is entirely up to him. But yeah,
I have done, like, since I've been in Madden, since Madden 07, when I first popped off at and Final Four at Mega Bowl, I've always been like a really creative guy, you know, on offense. And so for the past couple of years, I've kind of grown as a defensive player as well. And pretty much you can expect whenever I submit something, you know, it's going to be really good, it's going to be original. But instead of, you know, and while it's going to be original, it's still going to be fire. It's still going to improve your game whether it's a concept, whether it's, you know, like just of the play itself, or like how to set this play up, or how to, you know, like look for a money play concept, whatever it is, I guarantee, you know, it's going to be really good. And, you know, it's only going to get bigger. And like I said, right now the tips are free. So eat them, check them out, and you can only imagine what they're going to look like once Madden 10 drops in those first couple of weeks, when Madden Challenge is going to be dropped, when, you know, Madden Challenge is about to pop off. Everyone's going to want to know, you know, what's this, what's that. And we're going to have some goodies in there just like we do right now. So get ready.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, it's really built around the guys that don't have the time to lab or anything like that. Like, we really have a good breakdown. So, and like I said, it just offers a different perspective. It's not just a play. You know, it gives you a good idea to find out where guys like K-Star is at mentally, to understand what he's doing and what he's looking for when he finds a defensive play that's absolutely fire. You know, it really gives you the mental breakdown as well as tournament tested. You know, you're going to see K-Star running this, the offensive end, the defense in person. You know, whether or not that hurts him is a different discussion. But, you know, it's a tournament winner against the toughest field ever assembled in our 09. And I'm not sure where else you could really find that right now. So,
okay. And K-Star, are you still going to maintain your relationship with the Madden Lab?
I'm cool with the Madden Lab. You know, I'm still going to be posting there. I have no – there's no division. Like I was listening earlier, there's going to be no tearing down the walls and building up walls against one another and hating on each other or anything like that. I mean, it's to push – tip sites and other man sites like the Madden Lab to grow even better, you know, get the community together. I mean, with more, I guess the more the merrier, but with Madden IQ, we're not going to be like, you know, your typical, you know, Madden site. If you guys check the breakdowns now, Captain Howie does a great job explaining the play, breaking it down, you know, the voiceover with the video, text, whatever. You know, it's really good, and my relationship with the Madden Lab isn't going to be hindered because of this, or it shouldn't be.
And like I said, you know, I gotta ask the questions because people, you know, I get accused of everything on this show. I get accused of being too hard. I get accused of being too nice. I get accused of playing favorites. So I said, you know what? I'm just gonna ask questions, and people are gonna have their own opinion. I think anyone who wants to offer quality to the community should be welcome to do so. You know, and as long as it's not with the intent of being divisive, hey, come on and bring it. The Lord knows there's enough garbage in the community, and we need quality out there. So Madden IQ can deliver quality, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, and again, to touch on it, it was never about division. You know, I don't want to seem bitter about this anything at all. Like, when I talk with K-Star about what he's going to do for my side, for Madden IQ, for the community, it's never about us versus other websites, you know, anything like that. If anybody's stance changes from signing with the Madden IQ, then it is entirely on the other site. So, you know, we welcome competition. The same way, like, everybody wants to see NFL 2K5, I think, was the last one. That was a better game than Madden is now, and that was how many years ago. And Madden doesn't have to improve. And I'm not taking anything away from the smaller sites or anything like that. That's kind of hard to get attention. But nobody's out there really pushing the envelope, and I feel like, you know, there's a bunch of guys that would like to try their hand at it. Like, I know, like, the Mad Lab has Duke. You know, I don't want to take a shot at it. I haven't heard anything about him in a while. But, you know, K-Star, you hear him. You hear about hopefully we get Truth here. I got to get a hold of him. We got to clear some things out on that. Cyrus, everybody, a bunch of good players from the Midwest. And
I know
you
Del
can
said he'd post on there, too.
What's that?
I know Del said he'd post on there, too.
Yeah, or Delph, yeah, we have a bunch of real big killers out there that hopefully just pushes the community as a whole, and you can see these guys in person, you can see their plays, you can see their thoughts, and you know, we just don't want to create that division. We don't want to be like that. If it is like that, it's not on us, it's entirely on whoever else is unaccepting of change.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And, you know, again, I think if anyone has something of quality to add, it clearly sounds like you guys did a lot of research and did a lot of thinking on how you wanted to do it. It wasn't just a whim. It wasn't just which I see all the time. Guys starting off leagues, guys starting off doing tournaments, guys doing sites, and it's a wimp, and they fail miserably, and it's a black eye on the community.
If I could speak on it real fast, everybody from every aspect of it really knows what they're doing and what their role is. For me, example, it was never meant for me. Unfortunately, it had to come out, but it was never meant for me to be the front man. That is entirely Bobby Digital. Everybody knows him. He helped run tournaments. He has updates. You know, if you have questions, anything like that, you should really go to him. I'm entirely there because I know how to really shoot, you know, high-definition videos, do some voiceover and stuff like that. You know, and I play a little Madden myself, but that isn't it for me. I'll be doing the updates. K-Star knows how to go into a practice mode, find an absolute fire play, send that in. That's his role. My role is to shoot it, and then Bobby's role is really to produce it for the entire community. So everybody really knows their boundaries. Again, Paul is handling his business with the tournament scene, which we're heavily involved in. I feel like that the Madden sites collectively need to get more involved. You can see any one of us at any one of Paul's tournaments. You know, everybody pretty much just really knows their role and what's expected of them. So it was never garbage, and nobody's really reaching to try to make a quick dime. Everybody is just pretty much doing, like an assembly line in a factory, everybody knows their job, everybody's doing their job, and hopefully it's the best out there, and hopefully all the other the websites have to adjust to, you know, the new kid on the block. So.
Sounds good. All right. Well, I'm excited. Any other comments or?
Yeah, I gotta make one. Paul, I just want to say to Paul, thank you for running, you know, another great tournament, and that goes to Bobby as well, because I know he handled the brackets, and you know, like usual, he set it up fair and accordingly to. To what's really it's supposed to be about, and not, you know, people are telling him what to do. Bobby also ran Kansas Sticks too, and he did a great job with that. That had a pretty good turnout. I think 25 or so were there. Some East Coast guys, Midwest guys, all that stuff. And I had to throw out there. I actually won that term as well. But anyway, but Paul,
I run.
No, Paul, like I said, he's up. Huge upcoming tournament director, and has already put, you know, his foot on the map and is doing a phenomenal job. Like the last place we had Sunday, I believe it was Rush Creek Sports Bar.
Yeah, RushCreekSports.com.
Yeah, it was a great setup, and you know, it was a great tournament ran, and it was like players' whole atmosphere. It was a huge tournament, so you know, I just want to give props to him and tell him keep doing his thing.
Sure. I mean, it's people like you guys in the community that he can even give us any kind of type of credit, and I'm sure T will agree, you know, even he runs the league and stuff, it's you guys that make us, you know, make our jobs easier just by just attending and coming and, you know, committing to your word and playing, you know, so thanks a lot, bro.
Yeah,
no doubt. You need ambassadors, you know, I mean, any kind of competition, there's always going to be the ambassador, there's always going to be the elder statesmen that have either done it, been there, done that, or the guys that are running the show now, you know, they're running it. You know, I'm in charge. I'm running shit here. You know, I'm the man, you know. And, you know, to not have division and to have more of an inclusive kind of feel, that doesn't mean that, you know, when the coin flip goes up, you're not talking about the dude's mama that you're about to play. But outside of that, you know, to just have a spirit of, you know, hey, we're all Madden family, and we're all doing this together. And to see, you know, UK Star and Dynasty and RG and some of you guys doing those kind of things is really, really, it's powerful. I mean, you guys, I don't think you guys really know how powerful that really is for the community. So, you know, you definitely keep up the good work. Let me introduce Coach K. Everyone knows Coach K. Kind of like everybody knows Chris. Everybody knows Coach K. Welcome to the show, Coach K.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, everyone?
What's up,
Coach?
Let's see. Now, my phone that I'm using is about to die, so I'm going to switch phones, which will take me about 60 seconds.
Hello?
Good.
All right. I was making sure we didn't get lost or anything.
We're good.
I would also just like to thank, you know, thanks K-Star for saying those good words, you know, about me around the tournaments and stuff like that. Thanks to the EAFL for, you know, having us on, you know, letting us talk about the site. And thanks for Captain Howdy and Paul for the opportunity to, you know, be a front man out there on the site and stuff like that, you know. Just want to thank you guys. And for those out there listening, if you do want to contact, have any questions about, you know, IQ, like Captain Howdy said, I'm kind of front man here. And my gamer tag is TheSherm440, and you can contact me at TheSherm440@hotmail.com.
And while we have a second here, I actually want to reach out to a few guys I actually lost contact with that I heard mention something. I'm sorry I didn't get to meet you guys over the weekend. I was trying to keep a low profile. Of course, I played a little Madden myself, and that was really my last chance to really enjoy the scene as a player. From here on out, I actually won't be playing in any more tournaments. But Nephew, RG, those kind of guys, I was trying to get a hold of you for a while. You know, and again, I really feel like this is the Midwest time for Madden. There's a lot of untapped talent out there, so if EA is listening, for whatever reason, you know, we have a lot of guys out in the Midwest that that haven't really been pushed to the forefront. Right now it's Bobby's turn. I think he really put in his due. You know, he's been that guy for a long time, and I'm just kind of glad that I got him up before somebody else did. You know, he's been doing many different aspects very well for very long now. So, really, if you guys have any questions about IQ or anything like that, of course, you know how to reach him. He just dropped that line, or you can hit us up on the forums. And again, you know, we're always just trying to expand it. At least just try to hear and see if we can't work something out with some of those East Coast guys. I guess that's enough for really plugging that site. So, you just want to say thanks to Bobby and you know, K-Star. And hopefully we get Truth on here soon. I've been trying to get a hold of him all day. I know he's working some things out with Bring It. So, Cyrus, we didn't forget about you down there. And, of course, we actually have another baller. It doesn't want to be named. I can't really give him out, but you know, that's three people right now, hopefully four soon, each giving one tip per week and then alternating the next week giving two. That's a lot of work for me, so I don't have the time to really answer you guys' questions. So a lot of good tips from a lot of good people, and if you can't really get it from the people that you see at tournaments, winning tournaments, I mean, who can you really get them from?
Yeah.
And I'm back. Thanks for hanging in there while I switch phones. What was I going to say? Hey, this is just me. I'm just being curious. Why doesn't the guy want his name out there?
He's afraid because he plays for the love of the game. He's afraid, and we make a lot of references to TML here, but he's kind of afraid of getting what I'm going to call the Duke treatment. Everybody knows that Duke really puts out some good tips, and nobody really wants to give him his best stuff because they're afraid it's going to go into the lab at their expense with no opportunity. Which brings up another point that I actually forgot to make. What we call him is Mr. IQ. He wants to keep getting the regular games with the regular people that he has been without really getting their C game or their D game. That doesn't mean he's really going to steal the thing. Because if you actually do have a good tip, we're actually going to pay money. If it makes the website, you know, you have to actually join. There's a little register button on the main site that we're going to open up. When you become a member, up top in the navigation, there's a submit a tip link that you can click. And if it's good enough to make the site starting today, then, if you beat out K-Star and hopefully Truth and Cyrus and Mr. IQ, good luck with that. But if you do and it makes a site, then we're going to pay out some cash. So if you guys have some good stuff, like, we're really trying to assemble the best tips on the planet in one spot. So if you have what you think is front page worthy, then you're more than welcome to send that in. If you don't hear back from us, then it's probably that we thought we're going to go in a different direction. But that does not mean that we've given up on you. So again, just keep checking back. We're going to do random updates. So we can't be late with updates. We're going to do them, like I said, up to six a week, hopefully up to eight a week. And that's a lot of tips for the same prices as other websites. And,
all right. Well, you know, And
now
I,
it's free till 09 is over.
Yeah,
free until 2010 drops.
I do wanna say that we have no knowledge of anything going on at Madden Lab that would involve any of the things that were mentioned.
I didn't mean to make the accusation. That's not really fair. But like I said,
they are our partners as well, and you know, we do wanna, you know, and if they wanna, you know, Duke or Gambino, if you guys wanna come on the show and, you know, make some comments and discuss this.
If that was a low blow, then I apologize. It was more, it was meant as a compliment, basically, because Duke really does put out some good tips, and you know, and unfortunately for him, everybody knows that when you put out really good tips, it's difficult to really get a good game, and you really ask it, and that's the honest answer. That's the answer he gave me, is he doesn't want to stop getting good games with good people, because their games are going to be reserved. They're going to hold back a little extra, and
sure. Absolutely. Well, and I think that is not limited to Duke, allegedly. I think that there's a lot of guys.
Oh, sure. And again, I keep making the reference to TML because they are the industry leader, and they're that for a reason. If you can't really measure yourself up against the best, then you're doing something wrong. So by measuring us up against TML, it's really a compliment to them. That's how it's intended
sure.
to be. I'm sorry if it comes out any other way, but
I know a lot of guys. I mean, I don't, you know, maybe K-Star would comment on this, but there's a lot of guys out there on that level that, especially, you know, when the MCs are happening. I mean, now things are winding down. We've got a few more big tournaments and then, you know, pretty much packing in. And so guys this time of the year are a little more open with their stuff. But, you know, 2-3 months ago, you know, guys weren't sharing their stuff. They were, you know, they're not going to share their good stuff. I don't know. K-Star, do you have any comment on that?
No, I mean, I agree with that. People are kind of exclusive with their stuff early in the year. And there will always be people anyway. And they know who they are out there, who kind of just trying to buy other people's games anyway instead of be creative. So, I mean, it is what it is. It's just how things are sometimes. And, you know, and right now, like I said, for our site, it's free till Madden 10 drops. And, I mean, like I said, when you go to tournaments now, you go there to get better and to compete and do all those kind of things. And it is what it is.
Yeah, I agree, and I think it's great that you guys are offering, you know, things for free, and you know, even after the terms, I mean, our league keeps rocking until probably May, June, and then we take kind of a break when the weather gets a little warm, because, you know, brother got to get down to the beach, so, you know, we start to slow down a bit, too, when the summer hits, and we regroup for the next game of Madden, but I'm pretty sure that there'll be guys in the AFL, you know, the same guys that you'll see at the tournaments that will want to check out some. I know I'm going to need to check them out because, you know, I got to get my game up. You know, I'm tired of, you know, not competing on the highest level. You know, I got to go and beat guys like K-Star, you know what I mean? Put that on my resume, you know.
Hey, I got a question for K-Star. I didn't get a chance to ask you, bro. What was your most difficult game in this past tournament? What would you say?
I would say it was a game against Big Game James, and it's funny because now he's game time Philly, but he was formerly in my crew in the part of the EMB, and I say my crew because, you know, I'm involved in the crew, I'm not the commissioner or anything, but he was in EMB, so it was kind of interesting when we were paired up in the first round of the playoffs, and that game, I won 21-14, but he had the ball in his hands going down the field. He got to my 18 with, like, 18-yard line with about 40 seconds left, and I figured he'd probably gonna go for two. And luckily, we tried throwing an out route rocket, and I clicked on in front of him with Terrence Newman and picked it off to seal the game. But that game was definitely hell, that's for sure.
And the game was very intriguing when it was on the bracket, when I plugged it in as with the point spreads or with the point differentials, because I knew that Big Game had just left EMB that week.
Yeah.
To go over to GPP. In fact, I was actually the one that broke it to Evil and Brusk, because I was in a chat, and I was like, hey, did you guys hear this? And they're like, no. So I actually was the one that told them about it. Like, Big Game didn't even talk to them about it.
What did you guys think about the Little Man Belf game?
Big shout out to Delph, man. If he keeps going deep, then nobody's really going to be able to sleep on him anymore. That was a hell game if I've ever seen one. Unfortunately, the power came up hard. They had to reset, but that was an intense game with both Ohio and GTP really getting involved, really getting hyped for that game. You know, if you guys aren't really coming out to see these tournaments, if you just like to play online, you're missing a ton. So,
Little man broke his controller.
That's hilarious.
We
RG'd his controller.
Yeah, little man is tough, man. He's the only guy from GGP that I really got to see play. And again, Delph, he feels like everybody's sleeping on him. But, you know, third place or fourth place, I'm not really sure which one that was. Final four in the toughest field assembled on 09, it really speaks for itself. And he was a 2P champion before that. So, you know, a lot of real good competition out of Big City 30. So.
Speaking about the tournaments in Columbus again, has been mentioned a couple times, and I know K-Star, you know it, and you asked about already. Me and BTEP actually have been filming some of the tournaments, and we're going to have our camera at every tournament that we go to. We actually have 3 hours of footage of the tournament in Columbus, you know, interviews and stuff like that, and actual gameplay. We're editing that up right now.
We should
have that posted on the websites, on, you know, the Madden websites later this week. But we have 3 hours of footage, so it's going to take a while. So definitely look for those videos that we're going to be making. And the camera will be out, Players Bowl as well, the night before
awesome.
Players Bowl. You know, we'll have a lot of all that stuff going.
The camera's going to be out there?
The camera will be
at Players Bowl?
Yeah. Yes, we'll have the camera.
I got to hit the gym then, man. Get my shit tight. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Tight on my stuff. All right.
And that's just another thing Bobby and BTEP do. You know, they're solid players for one. Bobby won a, you know, tournament in Ohio like a few months ago, and you know, BTEP won the first Keen of Six. You know, they're solid players, but they're kind of also ambassadors of the game in the sense that they're making the Madden community better. Bobby with his, you know, his great updates and everything that he does, and then, you know, them just adding extra stuff like they're recording, doing interviews at these tournaments, recording some hell games, doing highlights and stuff like that. It overall makes the Mad community better, stronger, and it should grow just because of guys like that, you know, who work hard and diligently to make this community even better. So, you know, like
exactly.
I said there.
Yeah, and thanks for that, K-Star. And, like, another thing is, like, even though we're recording your game, don't worry, like, we're not going to post, you know, like, we're going to chop it up and make sure we only get the highlights. We're not going to post the entire game, so people aren't going to be able to,
trustworthy guys. You don't got to worry about
some highlights.
Stuff too.
I have some highlights on MySpace, too, if anybody wants them.
A shout out back to Paul here. He's the same way that Madden IQ itself is really pushing the Madden community and other Madden sites. Paul is really pushing. He really splashed onto the scene. Nobody can really deny that. You know, people like to see immediate results. Paul had his pictures out the next day. You know, Bobby Digital and BTEP are really working on their stuff. Same week, you know, like if you want to have a good time and to see immediate results faster than any other tournament, the Midwest is really the place to do it. And Big City Tourney is really, really pushing the scene. So everybody out in the Midwest really deserves, and even GTP for driving, what is that, 12 hours, I think?
Yeah, that's mad love right there.
I thought it was 8. Like, to drive from Ohio to Philly is like 7.
We'll round it to 10. We'll round it to 10. That's still a long drive. You know, unfortunately, as far as tourney goes, I don't know how their little side games went, but, you know, they came out empty-handed, but we'd love to have them back out. Hopefully next time we could really have Dynasty in there. I don't know if he want to take a mini vacation after winning all that money, but, you know, hopefully we get everybody out. Even Problem out on the West Coast, we'd love to have you out there. Or Garrus and the rest of the crew in Texas, you know, come on up. Let's make it another major tournament down in Columbus. So.
Sounds good. Hey, guys, we're running out of time, so... let me thank everybody, and I'm going to forget somebody, but I'm going to try to remember everybody. First, we'll start with Champ, K-Star, appreciate you not only calling in on the show, but you even said it on the boards that you was going to call in and give a recap. So we appreciate the shout-out and the fact that you thought of us. Paul from Big City, Bobby Digital, Captain Howdy, who am I missing?
New Jersey Rod, NJ Rod.
NJ Rod, he already hung up, but Rod, appreciate you calling in earlier. Your boy out in Arizona, I keep forgetting his name.
I think it was Rob, I think.
Rob.
All right.
Yeah, Rob.
And listen, appreciate everything you guys are doing. Appreciate you guys calling in to the show. And,
thanks,
we're
Ohio Stand Up.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. We will keep an eye on you guys. You know, the EAFL is watching, the Madden Voice is watching. We'll keep in touch, and hope to have you guys back on again real soon.
Yeah, we'd like to thank you for your time, man. Thanks for being the forum, the public forum, where everybody can really come to on a neutral ground, and everybody can be heard. And like I said, as our way of paying that back, hopefully an EAFL guy really takes you down, and hopefully we see him in Columbus someday soon. Make sure you check out our forum.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take it easy, guys.
All right. As we wind down another great show, I want to thank everybody who called in. I want to also thank my brother from another, Coach K, for everything he does for the show. Appreciate it. And, don't forget to check out the EAFL, because that's where all feuds are settled on the field. Take care.